Flashback Friday radio show on the G-Loop show with Queen Jim. G-Loop sponsored by BTP Media Group, 93 Tweed FM Ism, D.D. Harrison of Westside Car Club. Flashback Fridays.
Welcome to the G-Loo Show, Flashback Fridays. We're back once again, the end of the month, January 31st, 2020, 2020 is the vision. I am G-Loo. I'm joined by my special, the lovely co-host, the queen of them all, the lovely Miss Queen Jean. We got a great episode for you tonight. Again, dealing with some slight difficulties. I'm on the road. I'm not at my home studio, as you may all have witness Wednesday night. We had some difficulties, but we got through it. Even a couple people missed the show because we got started late. So if you missed it, go back and check it out. But tonight we got a special guest, the homeboy Chris House, you know, from the Mo Thug family, cousin of Lazy Bone, Flesh Bone. You know, the Mo Thug, Bone Thug family will be on the premises, as Tweed would say, tonight on the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. I believe he's in the green room now. But before we get started, let me bring in my co-host, the lovely Miss Queen Jean, so we can get everything started. And let me give a shout out to my sponsors before we start as well. BTP Media Group, 93.3 FM ISM every Thursday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also, ClevelandTheCali.com. Oh, boy. Prayers out there in Cleveland. Shout out to all my Cleveland, Ohio folks out there, man. But let me bring in Queen Jean. Queen, what's up, baby?
What's going on, G Lou? Excited about the show here. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I want to, again, thanks everybody for my prayers. I'm not on vacation. I'm out here, you know, on family business, man. So I want to thank everybody for their prayers and, you know, they're well received. And thank you as well, Queen, because you've been holding me very highly favored. So thank you as well. But welcome to the show. Yeah, we got a good one tonight. Tell the people what we got going on, Queen.
We got Chris House from the Mo Thugs family with us tonight. Very excited to hear his journey, and also have the other Bone Thugs in the house tonight. So let's bring our guests out the green room. G. Lou, and okay. We didn't give a shout out to our other sponsor, D.D. Harrison, and Westside Car Connection.
Go ahead.
So the Westside Car Club, you know, so just wanted to give you guys your shouts out as well. So let's bring our guests out.
All right. Let's
even though it's not Westside Wednesdays, it's Fabulous Friday.
Yeah, you see, I had to correct Dee Dee today. She was like, you know, she probably been over there in the dark, couldn't see clearly because she'd be over there in the dark. But it's Flashback Friday. Shout out to Dee Dee for the love and support. We love you, Dee Dee. Let me bring him in, Chris House. Good evening. Hello.
Mr. House.
Hello, caller. Okay, there we go. What's up, homie? Hello? Oh, this is Prez. What's up, Prez?
Yeah.
Hey, my bad, homie. I seen the Cleveland number. I didn't know if it was the homie, man.
It's all good. I sent you everybody's number by name and your DM on Instagram.
That's my fault, Prez. I'm not at the studio, so everything right now is just secondhand. So I'm probably not on point with everything I need to be on point with, the numbers and all that, because I've been moving around, bro. I'm not at my studio, so that's probably my fault. You probably did send me the number.
I know you've been mobile.
My bad.
Yeah.
Good,
bro.
But since we got you on here, Prez, I'm glad you're here, so because you could tell the people really what's going on in depth. You know what I mean? Because you made it all happen. This the homie, so you could explain to the people before he comes on what we got going on tonight.
So, you know, tonight Chris House will be on. He's a family member of Lazy and Flesh from Bone Thugs and Harmony. He's part of the Mo Thug family. And, you know, if you've listened other times that I've been on, which I know, G. Lou, you know, I was campaigning real hard for the homie A. Money, who was locked up. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, bro.
Hello? Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So I was campaigning really hard for the homie A. Money, who was locked up, you know, convicted wrongly, of course. And, you know, he's finally home, so we've been hitting the ground running. You know, we had a little get together, and we're rounding up some of the original Mo Thug members and putting a project together. And then, of course, you know, Chris, he's a solo artist. He's the youngest out of everybody, and you know, he's starting his journey, and he's got a mixtape that's available already currently. But the single that he's got out now that he's pushing is the song Angel that we've been posting on Instagram.
Yeah, that's a hard song, man. I liked it as soon as I heard it, man. Of course, the sample, but that's a dope song, man. I'm anxious to play that for the people tonight so they can get a bar of that. That's a classic, though, man.
Yes, sir.
Tell them, man, your history, Prez, you know, because you've been on here before. Prez has a couple interviews, but since you're back on here, we got a lot of new listeners since the last time you've been here. And since we're waiting on
I was born in California.
Go ahead.
I was born in California, raised in Cleveland. You know, I come back to California. Actually, I'm in California right now. Me and the homie Baby Poop connected, started as just doing some mixtapes together. And then it turned into some hats that actually LeBron and Kyrie had bought, a few of them. And we decided to start the website and everything else. And it's a movement, CLEtoCali.com. And we've been grinding for 9 years together, me and Pook. So, yeah. You know, I've done some work with some of the homies from Mo Thug and from Bone Thugs. And, of course, you know, I'm out here working now with some of the homies from Avalon, as well as the homie
right.
Good Smoke over in Compton.
Real
okay.
Smoke. That's family right there.
Yeah, we had touched a little bit on that on Instagram earlier.
Yes, we did. That's Sam right there.
Yep.
I was shocked. I was like, okay.
And,
yeah,
you know.
Red, he really gets it in. You've been doing this, man, for a minute. Of course, with Pook, you know, that's how I know you from. Shout out to my boy, Baby Pook, man. Pook doing big things. Family man now. Much love to Pook, whole BMG. But
oh, yeah, just
you,
had those twins.
Making your connections. Yeah, twins. Ain't that beautiful, man? Shout out to Pook, man.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to Pook.
Super happy, too, man. You can see it in his face.
Yeah, I know, man. Pook just been on one lately, just far as just like you ain't even seen him on the other stuff. He been really about the family right now. So, shout out to Pook, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he'll be back in it in a minute, you know. But what I was going to say was, being that you've been doing this for a minute, homie, making moves back and forth, Cleveland to Cali, like you said, you've already had connections with Mo Thugs and the Bone Thug family, but it was only right that I think you did this, had your hand in this new project and connecting with Mo Thugs. And not only Mo Thugs, should be soon doing something with Bone Thugs, man, because you represent Cleveland real heavy and you've been making the connections, you know, making the dots connect and all that, man. So I think it's only right that this happens, man. I want to see you do more things. I'm sure more things are to come with Mo Thugs and Bone Thugs. Can we expect some more projects as well with you involved in?
I appreciate that, man. And definitely, you know, first it's the original Mo Thug members and Chris's single that we're focused on as far as the Mo Thug side. To give you a little bit of the background, how me and 8 Money got together. 8 Money was actually on Mo Thug 3. The way me and him connected was one of my former business partners, because before it was 216 Unite or CLE to Cali, I had something called Takeover Music. And one of the three members of that was OZ from Immortal Thugs, which he was always, he's actually in a group with Lazy and Flesh's brother Stu, as well as their cousin Paul, which is PD.
Right.
So, you know, I had known them for years. Man, I've known O since probably 04, 05, somewhere around there. And
right.
Me and him connected because of the artist I was working with, which was Wadi. So the history goes
right.
back quite a bit, about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow. Yeah, it runs deep, Queen. He's been doing his thing. It's my boy right here. He's been really heavy in the game, just all around, from the music to promotions to so many things the homie Prez is connected with, man. I appreciate your struggle, your grind. You know, I've been following you. We've been connected, maybe to work a couple of times, do some things through this outlet. Hopefully we can do some more.
Yep.
I know we've always been in talks about doing it, so hopefully we can make it manifest. You got anything you want to ask the homie Queen? I know you already been talking with him earlier. Anything you want to ask?
Oh, no, I'm just looking forward to learning another journey, and actually looking forward to learning about Chris. I like that on the album cover, that angel. That's a pretty dope angel on there. Who came up with that concept of that angel, that gold angel? It's pretty deep. I mean, if you really look at it, it has some deep meaning to it, the angel itself.
I'm not exactly sure whose idea it was, but my educated guess would be it's probably connected to his father that passed away, Rob J, who recently passed away unexpectedly. And anybody that knows the deep inner workings of Bone Thugs and Harmony knows that Rob J is a huge, very big supporter and a very big part of Bone Thugs and Harmony family. And that was a really big loss to everybody that's involved with Bone. And
another family member was also his name was Six Sev, but he was always around with Bone Thugs and Harmony. And this is all, you know, Cleveland family, you know, came all from the original, you know, even ties before Eazy-E. So, you know, it's it runs deep.
Yeah, you can just tell. I mean, for me anyway, I just looked at it as a different angel. It wasn't like an ordinary, and I'm not just speaking of an angel that you would see. It just was a difference. When I looked at that angel, I just seen something totally different in that angel. And also, when we was talking about Smoke, I know that he was performing at some joints, some other little places like clubs and stuff, because my cousin was also performing with him before Trina.
Mm-hmm.
You know Trina?
Yeah. I sure do. We were talking earlier. I told her I was going to change her name to Stepchild because of a joke she cracked.
Yeah, Trina is pretty dope. She's a sweetheart, you know. She's really a sweetheart. So when you
she's
going to
be part
picture,
of a video.
She's going to be part of a video?
She's going to be in. Yep, she's going to be part of a video that me and Good Smoke, we already shot some of it, and I'm going back up to Compton on Monday to shoot the rest of it, as well as another video that we're doing with the homie Kalpani Black.
Oh, well, when you're back in her presence, please give her a hug for me.
I will. I sure will. She was telling me how dope you were and how great of a spirit you have.
Oh, yep. Thank you, Trina. Thank you, fam. Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to touch bases on that. But it's a pleasure meeting you, and definitely will continue following you.
Absolutely. Same to you. I appreciate all the love you guys show. And, you know, definitely got to shout out the homie Baby Poop for connecting me with G. Lou.
Baby Poop.
I don't know. It's probably close to 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, because I started messing with Poop almost 10 years ago. And that's pretty much as soon as me and G. Lou was able to establish a relationship.
Yep.
So, you know, Baby Pook always been a real one. And ever since we started working together, anytime he does something, he always mentions what we got going on. And I have to take my hat off to him for that. You know, anytime I come through, you know, it's always all love. You know, I spend about 4 to 6 weeks here every year. And there's never a time I can't reach out to Pook and be like, hey, let's do this or let's do that. He's always ready, set, go. So definitely much love. That's my brother.
I had the pleasure of meeting him through the G. Lou show. I even met G. Lou through the G. Lou show. Earlier when we were talking about the connection of the internet. So yeah, imagine that, you know, I'm meeting some great people through G. Lou, and as I stated, met G. Lou through the show. I started off being a caller, calling and requesting songs, and now I'm a part of the show. So what a blessing for me, right?
Absolutely. That's how things work sometimes, you know?
Yes, indeed. Wow.
I think we may have I see we got 8 Money. Let me see if this is Chris right here from this unidentified number. Caller, hello.
Okay.
Caller, hello. Okay, maybe not. I thought
actually Chris
clear.
Is call Chris You're... is calling me.
Okay, cool. That ain't him. Unidentified number. I'm sorry.
Yep.
You can go back to being unidentified. But we got the homie 8 Money up in here with us. 8 Money, what up?
What's happening? What's going on?
What's cracking?
I got my little brother Lucci with me too, man. That's my right hand, my everything, man. Right here with me, man. Running this Sassy Boy Entertainment, Mo Thug. Original Mo Thug, all that good shit going on. What's happening?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Lucci in the building.
Hey, man.
For sure. Luciano.
Hey, introduce y'all. Hey, give an introduction to the people, man. We got people listening all across the world, homie. Hey, Money, give a proper introduction for you and the homie.
What's up? What's happening? This is Hey, Money, man. Seldom seen. Original Mo Thug, nigga, man. I'm straight from the streets. I just did 5.5 years, man. I'm back. You know what I'm saying? I'm representing Chris House. I'm representing the Mo Thug family, Harmony House, Flesh and Bone Global. I got Luciano right here with the Brick Boys. I'm always going to stay true to the streets like that, man, with my 156 Brick Boys, man. You know, however it go like that, that's what we going to do, man. That's what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
St. Clair niggas up in here, for sure.
St. Clair.
Yeah, matter of fact, yeah, let me add. Yeah, for sure, St. Clair stretch a long way. Yeah, this is Luciano from St. Clair, 156 bricks. And you know, yeah, we hold weight, big weight, big weight. You hear that? But like on another note, hey, I represent everything Big Bro represent because I know what he about. I know what's going on. Shit, we is a movement, and that's what's going on.
Right, right.
What's happening?
Hey, Ape Money and Lucci, right? You mentioned St. Clair, and you know, I'm just bringing that up because the people who may not know, if they ain't from Cleveland, if they're outside, they heard that name years ago when the homies first came and put it on the map, St. Clair, and you said that stretches a long way. So for you to be bringing it back, St. Clair, I'm sure you know what I mean, you got to represent for the new generation of homies from St. Clair and that whole wave of what's going on right now in Cleveland and that area. We need you to speak on that briefly because a lot of people just haven't heard from that area or maybe heard about it since Bone Thugs.
Oh, no doubt. Like I said, my name is Lucky Luciano. I'm from St. Clair, 156 bricks. I'm in tune with all the youngins, man. Hey, man, I'm in tune. Like, man, I'm talking about, like, real deal. Hey, PM hours, AM hours, man, we in the streets. And, man, I get about 800 contacts on my phone, man. I just scroll down my contacts. I could find anybody, man, on the music side. Like I'm saying, though, bro, like, we in tune with the streets. So, man, we gonna show them like new era shit, however they wanna see it, for sure.
That's my little bro perspective, you know what I'm saying? It's Ape Money right here, man. I'm from the Ape, man. And I've been doing this shit since I was a youngin', you know what I'm saying? And I raised niggas up, I done bust heads, I done did all the above, man.
Right.
But I'm fucking with this new wave shit, man. When the Mo Thug come back, man, we coming back what the new motherfuckers want to hear, man. I'm not playing no games with nobody. I don't want to hear no whack shit. I'm not playing with nothing whack. The Mo Thug family is coming back for real. And for the record, Lazy and Flesh got my back.
Okay. Okay.
Hey, whack shit allowed, man. I'm sassy. And my company called Sassy Boy ENT. You know what I'm saying? And sassy means so much. It's me, all of the above, man. I'm not playing no games, man. But you know, when I'm talking about what I got going on, I talk about Chris House on his music side because I got different levels to what I got going on. But on his music side, man, I'm in tune with everything because I stay in the street. My little brother, Lucci,
right,
is in the streets every day, you know what I'm saying? So that's just what it is.
AM to PM, we don't play like that.
AM, PM, like the store. Okay,
man,
I hear
you,
boy.
Already know what it is,
I hear
man.
You.
No, it's bigger than the store, man. We do what we do, man. And my little brother, man, sometimes I hate what I showed him when I was a young nigga, but I love it because he's so sassy and he's so much advanced than me because he's all the way there. Here you go.
Oh, yeah, back to me,
okay,
man. And on the topic, man, you say we going to see part of the new wave, what they doing. I mean, you know, we from St. Clair, so we got our own swag and our own ways and our own drip and our own cap. Hey, and they talk about no cap, though, but we've been capping, though, for real, though. We've been pulling up big boy rims, 10th Ward shit. You hear me? They know long line. You hear me? 41 boys,
right?
40 boys, brick boys, however you want to look at it. New schools, old schools, everything. You hear me? But, like, you know, that ain't even
right,
that.
Right.
We representing our people, man, showing younger dudes the ways, man, and how to, like, you know, survive and stay out here without making mistakes, man, that we made. And you know, that's how I do it. I'm a neutral, man. I fill in all the pots, so then I don't feel like nobody left out when I'm filling mine up. You hear me? So, yeah.
Right,
it's
right.
It's going.
Hey, Lucci and Ape Money, let me ask you this quick, briefly, and then I'm going to break in the homie Chris. He's in the green room. But let me ask you this briefly before we continue. What is going to separate the new wave of what you got going on over there in St. Clair and your part of Cleveland? What's going to separate you all from anything else coming out right now in Cleveland or Columbus or Chicago or any of that area, Midwest area or anything around? What's going to separate that new wave, what you got coming right now from everything else
people would recognize? Let me tell you something, man. We always been authentic, man. Do you understand, man? This ain't money, man. And I've been doing this since day one, man. Authentic, 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 man. I've been shining and grinding on my authenticity. We do not duplicate nothing that nobody do, man. We make our own lane, man. We create lanes. Everybody follow us, bro. Do you understand that? This shit been going on since 92, 91, man. Me and Busy, me and Lazy, before any Faces of Death and any of that, man, we've been right there and we dreamed of this shit, man. And we still here. I'm still right here with my niggas 20 plus years later, man, because we had the vision. You know what I'm saying? We had the tenacity to make it happen, man. And it's what it is right now, man. You know, it's not a game. It's not a joke, bro. So, you know, that's just simple as that, bro. It ain't no game, man.
Okay.
It's authentic.
Okay.
It's authentic, man. That's what separates us from anybody and everybody. Everything we do will always be authentic. We know how to, and we know how to evolve with time. That's why we're here now. That's why we're talking today. If we had no type of relevancy, we wouldn't be talking to you right now, bro. We've been doing this shit since the 90s,
that's
man.
Right.
And I'm 41 years old. This ain't money.
That's right. On the map, St. Clair,
man,
Cleveland.
Like how you said, man, we got people in the city, man, coming up right now, man. Look, we got Savage from the Bricks. Man, we got John from 4400. Man, we got what's young brother from Wayfair?
We got so many people coming, man, that's coming after this Mo Thug takeover going on, man. It's going down. Chris House go come and he go set the stage because he represents for the city. Chris House is so authentic, man. I watched that little boy when he was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years old. And to see this man at a 30-year-old man still putting it down, man. I knew, man, that little nigga had a deal at 6'10". And when he get here, y'all can talk to him about that. What's the nigga name from Rough Riders try to give him a deal? He gonna tell y'all, man, about all that, man.
Okay.
And they ain't let him do it because he's Mo Thuggin', but it's just what it is. These is facts, man.
Right.
But you know why
the New York
niggas came to Cleveland? You know why everybody came to Cleveland? Because we authentic. What? No, not just Cleveland. They came to the Clear side because we authentic, bro. We don't play no games with nobody, man. And we keep evolving, man, because we in tune with the street and we in tune with the world, man. That's just what it is, bro.
Okay, Money. Well, check this out. We got Chris, man, in the green room right now. We about to bring Chris in. Before I do that, let me introduce him, man, with this hit single he got right now, this Angel that's been blowing up. I've seen it on my timeline. Great video, man. I'm going to bring it in with this, and I'm going to bring the homie Chris in, man. Let me give him a proper introduction. The G Lou Show Flashback Fridays, Cleveland to Cali. Let's go like this. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
On the devil.
So much fuck shit.
Yeah.
The devil must be close.
Yeah.
That's why I gotta thank the Lord everywhere I go.
Yeah.
Never should I fall victim to a nigga joke.
Come on.
Just to get fake love from a nigga post.
Word.
Like they fuck with me.
Yeah.
We was real close.
Uh-huh.
Last time I heard from him, I was dead broke. You ain't support me through the struggle.
Nigga.
They watch a nigga sweat. Lord knows, not the hustle.
Nigga.
The first to turn your back, be the first to say you love you. Last nigga that'll help you. First nigga saying fuck you. Yeah. Sometimes it be your own blood. Niggas cried with you,
damn.
Ran through the mud,
real?
Or feel jealousy, or even held a grudge. How you crying at the funeral? You pulled the plug. So many snakes. Gotta keep the grass cut. If I stack against them, I don't put it past them.
That's gonna grow.
That's what I was on the world to be, you feel me? I just gotta be a... Fuck with it. That's on God. Let me talk to him.
Look. Talk to him.
You ain't my nigga if you don't motivate.
Huh?
A pet peeve of mine is when the nigga hate.
I'm
comfortable with life, I cannot relate. Actions is louder than words, look what they illustrate. Always down beats what they demonstrate. Them type of niggas always increase the murder rate. Backstabbers, smiling in the nigga face. That's why I'm quick to tell you squares gotta stay in shape. This is a marathon, run a steady pace.
Forever you a winner, just believe in faith. Pops wasn't around, I can see the trace. I came from nothing, it's a miracle what a man creates. Destroying what I'm built, niggas too late. Surrounded by these mannequins, these niggas fake. Never trusted hoes, never wore a cape. The combination of both, I never felt safe. I understand people make mistakes. Repeating bad habits be the worst traits. Only God judge, a jealous man hate. That's just a check from reality, we cannot escape. I'm self-made, for my own sake. I've been solid, nigga, hollow, never hold weight. Secondly, you ain't that nigga in the first place. Check the birth date, nigga, I just gotta be a... My mama said it was nothing but in this world, you know. Fuck what Satan talking about. Where my halo at? Look. Believing what you hear, not accepting what you spot. The same as feeling something that you know you can't watch. Blind as a bat, trying to fly to see the top. Don't be mad at the world, cause they the only birds box.
Oh my god.
Somebody ask me what it means. Disregard what you hear, appreciating what you see.
Hold on.
Know these niggas worried, ain't convincing as it seems.
Hold on.
So I ain't gonna believe every word that the niggas speak. With that said, I should open niggas' head. Turn water to wine, fill the body with the bread. Accepting setbacks, that's how we get ahead. And lean on them words like a lion with three legs. Never about the game, not worried what Simon said. Prepare myself to jump if niggas pushing toward the edge. And know I'm God, angel, got wings, just watch me spread. And leave it to my faith when I was leaning toward the edge. Fly high, nigga, fly high.
I just wanna be an angel. I wanna thank
gotta
my mama.
Gotta be an angel,
my
nigga,
grandma,
I'm an angel.
Every woman in my life.
I just gotta be an angel, nigga, I gotta be.
Yeah.
That's it right there, the homeboy Chris House. It's the G Lou Show Flashback Fridays, man. Without any further ado, let me bring him into the show. Chris, what's happening, homie?
What's good? What's good?
It's all good, loved one. How you doing tonight, man? Welcome to the show.
I appreciate for having me, man. I'm just cooling. You know what I'm saying? Kick back, chilling.
How you doing, sir, Chris?
Man. That's my co-host, Queen Jean.
How you doing, love?
Good, good, good. Looking forward to hearing your journey.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful one at that, man. Chris, man, since we got you on here, why don't you give I let everybody know that I told the homie 8 Money, but give a proper introduction to the people because I can only do it my way. But let the people know who we got on the line right now, man. Introduce yourself to the people worldwide for me, please, Chris.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This Chris House. Straight out of Cleveland, you know what I'm saying, from the 216 area, you feel me? I got my people along with me, you know what I mean? My big cousin, Twan, my little brother, Robbie, you feel me, representing for the city. 8 Money.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, 8 Money been on here giving it up for us, man. Shout out to the homie Prez as well, Cleveland and Cali. It's a beautiful thing, man. You know, the crazy thing I always want to tell you and the homie Lazy and all of them, your name is Chris House. My name is House also, man. My last name is House, right? But the cold
okay.
part about it is your house is spelled with a W. Mine is just H-O-U-S-C. But I know it's still very few houses in the world, man. So I just, that's been always crazy to me, man, that, you know, we share the last name, man. That's crazy.
For
but
sure,
I just want to let you know that.
Yeah.
I'm a house as well.
You know, we special in this world. You feel me?
right, for sure, man. But tell us, man. You know, a lot of people may know you. A lot of people may not. You know what I mean? You're an extension of the Mo Thugs family, Bone Thugs. You share the same name as the members of Bone, the originators of Bone. But tell us a little bit mm-hmm. about your story, man. How you come into this thing and what part you play in this whole Mo Thugs or the whole music thing or with the family or Cleveland, you know, just give us a brief history about Chris House, man, where what part you play in this whole thing.
Okay, well, you know, me and Lazy and Flesh and Bone, they're like my first cousins, you know what I mean? So I was, you know, brought into the situation coming into the world, you know what I'm saying? When I was born, you know, Bone was just now getting hot, you know what I'm saying, doing their thing, before they went down there to Cali or whatever. But you know what I'm saying? The house family, like, that's my bloodline, you feel me? So it was already branded in me when I was born. Now, it was crazy because, like, my dad, you know what I'm saying, used to manage Bone Thugs and Harmony at a point in time or whatever. You know what I mean? He always been a consultant next to, you know, like, Steelo Bell and all them cats, you know what I mean? So, I mean, at first, you know what I mean, I was just a little athlete, you know what I mean? I started rapping at, like, the age of about 12, you know what I mean? But the difference with me was, is like, you know what I mean, I wasn't doing, like, the tongue twisting, you know what I'm saying? The whole Midwest kind of swag thing, you know what I mean? They always used to think of me like the East Coast type of rapper, man, because, I mean, I was, of course, Bone Thugs Harmony, but I was influenced by cats like, you know, Biggie, Pac, and, you know, 50 Cent, Cassidy, them type of cats, Fab, you know what I mean?
That's your era.
I had my own, yeah, that's my era, you know what I mean? So I had my little twist or my thing into it, man. And, you know, I just kind of set back and, you know what I mean, recognize the game and where I will place myself, you know what I mean, for, you know, putting on the city like that. I started off battle rapping, you know what I'm saying? And it got kind of big for me when I was 16, you know what I mean? This one, Bone, was with a Full Surface, and I met up with Swiss Beats, you know what I mean? And that's at the time, this was about 06, you know, him and Cassidy, you know what I mean? But Cassidy was like, he was like my Tupac, you know what I mean? Like, that dude was like, that was my idol at the time, you know what I mean? So I kind of mimic his style, you know what I'm saying? Steve Lazybone actually kind of introduced me to him, and, you know, we've been brothers ever since, you know what I mean? So that's where I started from. And then, you know, I just emerged from there, you know what I mean?
Right. Being that you were so young, you know, like you said, really when Bone was coming up, did you know the full impact that your cousins and your family had on the game? Being that, like you said, you're from a different era, you came a little later, but I'm sure you know the full impact that they had on the world, not only just Cleveland, the West Coast, or rap game, just worldwide, you know, the impact that Bone had on the world.
Right. Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I mean, like I said, I was at award shows, the Grammy, you know, like the Grammys, the Source Awards, all those platforms, them dudes hit, them plaques at my house now, you know what I mean? So I was around all of it. I mean, you know what I mean? At that time, I knew they was big, but it wasn't like, you know what I mean? Like, it was crazy, you know what I mean? Because everybody see me pulling up in a Bone shirt, or they see me pulling up with Steve and everybody going crazy. I'm like, oh, this the way these dudes really, you know what I mean, put on. And then what they did for the city, you know what I mean? Like, these cats about to get inducted into the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame out here, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's real big,
right?
You know what I mean? So I'm like, man, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I'm just happy to be a part of it, you know what I mean, to actually witness it, and it's coming from my family. It's a good feeling.
Right. Let me ask you this, though, and this is something I want to ask Prez as well, and Ape Money. Being that Bone really was so big, I mean, like I said again, we ain't talking just hip-hop or just locally or even regional. They took on the world, you know, diamond sales, you know, worldwide, all of this. But let me ask you this. Why do you think, in your opinion, and I want to ask Prez this, too. I know he's out there, and Ape Money, if they want to chime in. But all you Cleveland cats, I just want to ask you, why do you think being that Bone was so big and put on for Cleveland and St. Clair, that wasn't adapted like far as like even Bone, they're big even on the West Coast, real big, like in L.A. through Easy and all that.
For sure.
A big staple there. Why don't you think that was transferred back to the city of Cleveland you know what I mean? Cleveland took off in a big way, which it should have, being that Bone was from there and the Mo Thugs and everything. You know, it was still like, that part was still like not spoken on or spoken for or blew up in a way where you have a lot of new artists coming out of that area, you know, since Bone did it back in the 90s, in your opinion.
I mean, my opinion, it's like, I mean, they set the bar so high, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I mean, and a lot of cats, like, you know what I mean? I mean, it's their style, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of cats would try to come out probably trying to sound like Bone, you know what I'm saying? Or like in that era, and that's what kind of make people kind of like fall off. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, hurt them because they're trying to be Bone and not come with something,
you know,
else.
What I'm saying?
Like, I understand.
You
understand.
Hear
they set the bar
you
high.
Hear so many cats, like they set the bar high. And like, when, first of all, I mean, it ain't, it's only a handful of people that can actually do what they do. You know what I'm saying? And like with the harmonizing, with the fast rapping, you know, tongue flipping. Like, can't too many people do that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know a handful of people that could do it. But like what, Twista or you know, Busta Rhymes, them type of cats. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
Like a lot of people just don't be themselves, and that's what kind of hurt. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion,
right, right.
That's why I don't feel like people. But I mean, we got people like, you know what I'm saying, like Ray Jr. You know what I'm saying, Q Money, NGK. You know what I'm saying, another big cat. Like, you know what I'm saying, that kind of, you know, took what we had out of Cleveland and kind of flipped it into their own style. Kid Cudi, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I mean,
Cudi.
We got.
Hey, what happened
cat,
with the?
You know,
with the homie too, it was a dude, the Stally dude that was with Rick Ross.
Stally,
he was hard too.
With Rick Ross, right, right. But see, those are type of cat because Stally was, but he was different. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he wasn't on that wave, but
he had his own shit. You know, he had his own shit going.
Right, he had his own little on his own little wave or whatever. You know what I mean? So that's just my opinion, man. People wasn't, you know what I mean, true to themselves, man, and. You know, try to image something that they couldn't do.
Right, right, right.
That's just my opinion.
Okay. And what do you think, in your opinion as well, that you can bring to the table now that you come? Because we had Mo Thug, we had the extension of Bone, which is Mo Thugs, and that popped off. It did pretty well when it first dropped. And we had Homegirl Felicia, mm-hmm. the All Good, and, you know, some more things with the compilations Mo Thugs did. And it had a good run, you know. But what do you think now
mm-hmm.
that you're bringing the new era and the new wave through? What do you think now that you could do to change all of this and really bring a new light to Cleveland and the Mo Thug 2020 movement that can pop off and take this thing to the next level?
I mean, honestly, man, I'm just different, a rare breed, man. I bring that realness, man. I speak about what people actually go through. You know what I'm saying? I ain't with the mumble rapping and the, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just, I got my own little swag for me. You know what I mean? But like I said, I know how to harmonize and, you know what I'm saying? I just know how to put music together. But I'm really here to influence, you know what I mean? A lot of cats that,
right.
you know, that go through a lot of things in life. You know what I mean? I'm just here to preach, to talk about it. I mean, like I said, I do the entertainment side of hip-hop, you know what I mean? Talk about turning up in a club or, you know what I mean, popping bottles, this,
right.
that, and the third. But I hit home, man, because I live what people really, you know what I'm saying, talk about, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I done been through the struggles, you know what I'm saying? I done had to come up the hard way. So, you know what I mean? Without, like, I mean, for instance, like Angel, you know what I mean? Like, it's motivational for people to get up and, you know, want to do whatever they want to do, what they like, you know what I'm saying? And know that somebody here beside you that's going, you know what I'm saying, be in your corner, whatever you're going through, you know what I mean? So
right, right.
I just bring that realness. Like, I mean, I get compared to, like, you know, the Kendricks and the J. Coles of the world, you know what I mean?
Right.
And you got to respect
I want to say, man.
Huh?
Right. And I want to say, speaking on that Angel, man, that is a great song, great video, powerful, homie. And then it only helps that you got the crazy sample up in there, man. It's just like, I really like that song, man. You know, and I think that's a great introduction for you to come out here, man,
appreciate
and drop
it.
On the world, man. That's a banger,
yeah,
bro. I like that song, for real.
I appreciate
I really
it.
Love
for
it.
Sure.
And the
yeah,
video
I
was dope,
you know
what
I mean? I was going through a lot at the time when I actually created that joint, you know what I mean? So, because my pops just recently passed away in September, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? That's just my guardian angel. So, you know what I mean? I just,
yeah.
That was all the inspiration that I need to push forward and, man, really, you know what I mean? Go out there next and let people know. You know what I'm saying? The authentic side of hip-hop. Just kind of bring it back. You know what I mean? Like, because ain't too many storytelling or people really, you know what I mean, relating to what people are actually going through. You know what I mean? So
right,
I
right. I'm glad
you bring that back.
Right. I'm glad you spoke on that because being that you're a younger cat, you come up in a newer era. You're not so much as this new era. This is a new generation. But you're still young enough to be in tune with everything going on. What do you feel about
right.
what's going on in hip-hop right now? Like you just spoke on, it's a good to hear you in a breath of fresh air, you know, to hear somebody want to rap and spit, you know, opposed to the mumble shit and the same thing everybody's doing. That's like the trendy thing. So what do you feel about where hip-hop is right now, being that you come from the era you come from of the last generation of the spitters? We're talking Cassidy. And, you know, that was kind of like the last little era where it turned, you know, in the early 2000s and all that. What do you think about what's going on in hip-hop right now?
Yeah, man. But like I said, I was raised with Lil Wayne, Jewel, Santana, Fab, you know what I mean, them type of cats. And I just feel like, I mean, I respect everybody, Crab. You know what I mean? I don't talk down on the next artist, man, because if it's up to me, man, I want everybody to be successful. You know what I mean? But, like, to be honest, where I come from, you know what I'm saying? Like, where my generation is, it's like, yo, like, man, I mean, I ain't going to say I don't respect it, but it's just like, man, I feel like what's mainstream right now, it shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, all the real artists is getting overlooked, you know what I mean? If you can catch what I'm driving, you feel me? Like, a lot of people don't, it's like they escape from reality. They don't want to hear about, you know what I mean, the next person's problems. Everybody want to pop pills and, you know what I mean, turn up. And, nah, man, you don't get too many people talking about giving back or, you know what I mean, helping others overcome their differences, you know what I'm saying? Or like, talk about what people really going through out here. I mean, as far as with the world going, it's just like everybody want exposure. Everybody want attention. And they want attention by trying to, you know what I'm saying, impress the next person and instead of, you know, being themselves. So when we talk about influencing, like, look what we're doing to the younger generation, man. You know what I mean? Like, they don't want to talk about, you know what I mean, what you do when you're back against the wall. You know what I mean? They just want to turn up, pop pills, and kind of escape life. You feel me?
The fly shit.
Yeah, like,
and it's more
that everybody wanna, and that, but like everybody can't have that lifestyle, and that's one thing that people tend to escape from. Like, everybody's not gonna be rich, everybody's not gonna be poor. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta fit where you at in life. You gotta understand where you at in life, and you gotta take it for what it is. So, you know what I mean? In my opinion, where hip hop going? I mean, I want to be one of the people that bring it back. You know what I'm saying? To the roots of what music is, you know what I mean? Even though it's all feeling, but I mean, I just ain't. I'm a fan, but, you know, like I said, I respect people, Crab, but I don't really, you know what I mean? I don't want to sound like I'm hating on the next, you know what I mean? Because I want everybody
I feel the same way, right? I got to choose my words real wisely and tightly, like when I speak about shit, because I'm the same way. You know, I don't want to never speak down on the young homies, because, you know, that's what we don't want to do. We don't want to. We don't want to break the gap more than it already is. You know what I mean? We just want to get understanding about hip hop, because if you come from real hip hop, we just want understanding about it and education and things of that nature.
Right.
We want this thing to keep going, even though it's the number one genre, but we want it to continue. So we got to bring, you know, knowledge and understanding and education to this shit. So it's never talking down none of the young homies, because they're doing it right now. Actually, man, the young homies really taken to another level, getting hella money, you know, but it's still, we got to have a level ground still, you know, so it's never hate.
Sure.
So I'm glad you said that, because I feel the same way, you know, I feel the same way about that. Also, I want to bring in a Queen Jean, if you have any questions, and I also want to bring back the homie Press, you know, because I know it's a couple things, you know, he can add into this conversation or ask you that I may miss. So I'm going to bring him in as well. If he has anything he wants to speak on, and Queen Jean, if you have anything you want to ask the homie.
Yes, Chris. I was talking to Prez earlier, and the angel, when I looked at that angel, I seen something very deep. And then when you were speaking earlier about your dad and that angel, now I know why. That angel was different, so different. You know, when I looked at the album, the cover, but who came up with that angel? Was that your ideal of the angel? Because that angel is like a shining. It's a shining angel.
Right.
It has a lot of meaning to that angel. And so that angel caught my spiritual attention. I'll just put it like that.
Okay.
Yeah, truly.
I came up with it, man. And my graphic designer kind of put the glasses on it, man, to kind of solidify what it is. Now, basically, the song is pretty much, it's like whatever you're going through in your life, you know what I'm saying? Whatever You know what I'm saying? You at your breaking point. You at your lowest. You know what I mean? Like, it's always going to be something positive that come out of that. You feel what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. no matter what race you is, you know what I'm saying? No matter what age you are, you know, it's always going to be a positive outcome if you, you know, if you have your faith. You feel me? Whatever you believe in. So I just kind of thought like that angel would kind of bring out exactly what I'm talking about if y'all can catch my drift. You feel me?
Well, I caught it. Yeah. I definitely caught it. You know, that was when
right.
I seen it, because I'm familiar with the song Angel by Angela Winbush. So
right,
but
right.
that angel truly caught my attention. And then I just
right,
have another
right.
question. You said your dad, what is one of the most, I know it's probably many conversations that you had with your dad, priceless one, but the
mm-hmm.
one that has probably helped you with your career, that has really stuck out to you, that, you know, maybe when things are going a certain way, you can hear your dad saying what?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to just be 100 with y'all, man. The last conversation I had with my father, and this is what kind of pushed me to go further, you know what I mean? He texted me and told me that, like, what's the point of being powerful if you never use it? That's the last
mm-hmm.
thing he ever said to me. So when he said that, you know what I mean, my dad was a very, very spiritual person, man. Like, you know what I mean, he, whatever going on, whatever, he knew me like the back of his hand, even though, you know, I'm his child, but you know what I mean, like, he ain't never really said nothing that crazy to me, you know what I'm saying? So, and it's like,
right.
but that's to be the last thing that he said to me, and I was just like, yo, like, I'm just going to carry that slogan, man, and everything I'm going through life, man, I just look at that text message. You feel me? Like, you know, what's the point of being powerful if you never use it?
Yes, yes,
that's
a good
that's
one.
That's self-explanatory. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Yes. And then I want to piggyback off of what
wow.
you and G. Lou was talking about with the youngsters and what they glorify now in their music. I happen to have a cousin.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Draco. I don't know if anybody is familiar with him. But he's fighting the case now because he glorified drugs, guns, gang violence, and the lean, and
uh-huh.
they used that against him in court. He was due to be released,
mm.
and then they turned around and they didn't release him and they kept him in. So now it's like a double jeopardy thing. So now he's back in jail, fighting for his life because they're trying to give him life in prison. So,
mm.
yeah, I think, you know, what you do and your lyrics and the videos you put out, if you get caught up, it can be,
oh,
you know,
especially
at the show with him,
age.
It can be held against you. Yeah, in this
that's
day and
mental.
Age, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Real.
Yeah, so that's why
mental.
I was just piggybacking on
you gotta be
on
more conscious
writing.
Of what you're doing, saying, putting out there online, Instagram, and all these social media sites.
Yeah.
Youngsters, you got to be
yeah.
aware of what you're doing because everything is being watched, and everything you
right.
say
yeah.
and do will be held against you. Remember,
sure.
yeah, because look
for
at what
sure.
it's doing to him. He, you know,
yeah.
he's due to get out, and he had a release date and everything, and they went ahead and they charged him all over again. So he's fighting to get out, but they want to give him life in prison,
mm.
and he probably will get it because of the way that he was glorifying it. You know what I'm saying? And
mm.
It's just crazy. It's real crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But like you all are saying, you got to be careful. You just have to
gotta
be careful in what
now.
You put, yeah, and what you put out there. So,
yep.
Yeah.
For sure.
So thank you.
That's
I just wanted to ask those questions. You know,
oh, yeah.
appreciate the answers.
But you know
the
what?
Honesty.
Though, like,
yeah.
And another thing is like, because I come from that. You know what I mean? I come from a criminal background where, you know what I mean? My environment is, you know, everybody. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
ain't gotta get it. They think the fast way to get it. And like I said, it's not. I don't knock nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gonna get it how you get it. But yeah, I can remind you. That's where I'm from, but that's not me. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, I might come from the hood or, you know what I'm saying? I might have had a past, but who I've been coming as a person, you know what I mean? I don't want people to remember me as, you know what I'm saying, the old thug, you know what I'm saying, who just shot everybody named mama or, you know what I mean, exploited women or, nah, that ain't where I'm from, you know what I mean? Like
and
I said, I got
yeah.
children. That's called progression.
You know what I mean?
That's called
yeah,
progression,
yeah.
Chris, you know, and that's what we all
yeah.
should do once we get older. You're a youngster. You're younger than me. You're a youngster. We all went through this, all these phases. That's why I tell a lot of people, OGs, whoever we have on the show, because everybody now, when you get older, is definitely preaching the change and what we need to do. But we got to realize we were the same people. So it's hard to tell these youngsters the same thing because they're living that. And when they're young,
right,
they want to live
right.
that, go through that phase, make their name, make their mark, put in their work, or make a name for themselves. So it's hard to tell them this, you know, until they can really understand it. But it's still up to us to still put it out there, you know what I mean? Because we wouldn't be right and we wouldn't be, you know, fit to live and be here still, because that's what the reason we're here. You know, because a lot of people we have lost, man. A lot of people behind the walls, prison, in the grave, you know, won't get another chance to speak, you know. And it's a lot of kids out there lost still, even though they may think they winning and in the mix and getting money. All that shit is going to come to pass, homie. You know what I mean? Especially the fast money and the fast life. So it's up to us to really put it out there. And I'm glad somebody like you from that generation, younger generation, is now transgressing to the next phase of your life, you put it out there.
Yeah, and to be truthful, you know, like I said, I was one of the cats that was blessed to have my father my whole life. You know what I mean? He just passed, you know what I mean, before my birthday. You feel me? 29 years of living. So I was blessed with that.
Right.
And a lot of these cats don't have those father figures. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they turn to music. And when they turn to music, you know, if they listening to somebody that's very influencing, that's what they going, you feel me? That's what helped them get through their day. So, like you said, you definitely got to watch what you know what I'm saying, what you putting out here, because you know what I'm saying, you bringing up for the next generation. And then that's how we want our kids to be raised. And by the, or, you know what I mean, knowing that, you know what I mean, statistically, a lot of black fathers are not in their kids' life. That's the message that we putting to these children, you know what I mean? And
right.
I can't be one of those dudes, man. Like, I refuse to fall in that category. Really, at the end of the day, cause I could be successful, man, but, you know, I'm looking at the generation, man. Like I said, everybody's not going to be, you know, an entertainer. Like, we skipping the fact that telling these kids to, you know what I mean, finish school and get an education to make a better life for themselves instead of, you know what I mean, raising criminals and fee in the system. I mean, we talk about it, but we don't keep it 100 with ourselves. Like, are we preventing these children and these, especially blacks, you know what I mean, from, you know, imprisoning themselves? You know what I'm saying? Like, we not doing that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, we influencing, so we somebody got to, you know what I mean, but they always against people that's trying to change the world, you know what I mean?
Right.
But they got to ride with me.
Right. I was going to ask you this, Chris, being that you're 29, you know, you're a younger homie, you come up in this generation as well, where we're seeing a lot of people lose their life, you know, in this generation, and shout out to homie Death, you know, lost. You know, you're from Cleveland. I'm sure you're in tune with Nipsey Hussle. But we just recently lost a big icon, even though it's not in the music. This is the sports. But being that your era, I'm definitely sure you came up and looked up or was influenced by Kobe Bryant, you know what I mean, and this tragic death, even though it's not in the music. Just how he lost him. And that eye-opener is just for people to see that nobody's immortal. I don't care who you are. You can lose anybody any time, just like you lost your pop. What did this death of Kobe impact have on you?
Man, like, I mean, like, you know what I mean, out here, you know what I'm saying, like, Kobe was the real rival to LeBron James, you know what I'm saying, which is from Akron, Ohio, you know what I mean? And we, like, before LeBron, Kobe was my Michael Jordan, if you understand me. You feel me? When 96, you know what I mean, I was 6 years old. Like, I knew of Jordan, but, you know, I was catching the end of him. You know what I mean? Kobe, like, that was my Jordan. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was a tragedy, man. But prayers to the Bryant family. I'm still devastated. You know what I mean? Like, words can't explain, like, man, how life is short, man. You know what I mean? It's short. But it impacted the whole East Coast. You better believe that, because Kobe was well respected, not on what he did on the floor, but off the floor. You know what I'm saying? Like, motivating kids to, you know what I mean, just having a great work ethic. You know what I'm saying? Wanting to be productive in life, success. You know what I'm saying? It don't just get handed to you. You got to work for it. And those kind of messages that Kobe gave to people was something that, you know, he instilled in all of us, just the people that look up to him.
Right.
Yeah, they just did a hell of a tribute to him too on the at the game.
Pre-game,
for sure.
About to play, and I was like, Ron, give it up, and so many, you know, in LA, it's just big right now. Kobe is just about to be a lot of monumental thing. So I'm watching this shit too, man. So I just definitely had to include that in our conversation. I know Kobe had an impact on you being the age that you are as well. So
yeah, for sure.
I'm showing love to Instagram, so I just wanted you to speak on Kobe for a minute, the impact he had on you.
For sure. Kobe was my guy, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Like I said, I also want to bring the homie, again, shout out to our sponsors, Cleveland to Cali, 93.3 FM, BTC Media Group, Skip Sewing, Westside Car Club, Dee Harrison, the Mama Boo Boo channel on YouTube as well. But I want to bring the homie Prez in here because I just wanted him to just touch on some things maybe I might miss during this interview. You know, Prez, is anything we need to include, you want to ask the homie, it's your homeboy, but stuff we want to speak on that I may miss. Need to include in this interview, Fred. I want to make you part of this, so go ahead, Fred.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on, Chris?
What's going on?
I'll be home real soon. I mean, one of the things that we
in LA right now. He's in land. He in La La Land right now.
70 degrees.
You already know, 75 to be exact.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Once I get home, one of the things that we haven't touched on yet is we do have a cipher that Chris will be a part of, as well as OZ from EMT, as well as Stu D's, and we got a few others, which really, you know, the mission with the cipher is, of course, get the word out on what we got going on, but it also goes back to one of the questions that you asked Chris when you said, you know, how come nobody else came out of Cleveland the same way Bone Thugs did?
Right.
And as far as my answer to that goes, a lot of what Chris was saying, I agree with all of it. Really, I agree with. But I don't feel there was ever a culture before or even after Bone to really build that. Like we all know that
really,
Bone
had come
out to Cali to get that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, you're right.
And
that's right, Prez. I'm glad you spoke on that.
Absolutely.
Prez, not even to cut you off, but they're even considered to some people somewhat of a West Coast group, even though they know they're not, but they're still almost put in that West Coast category opposed to a Cleveland category. So I can understand that.
You know, I have a bunch of friends just because I've moved around so much and I meet so many different people. I have a bunch of friends that really didn't know that Bone was from Cleveland. They all thought they were from California.
Mm,
and
right.
If you listen to the music, it's obvious that they're from Cleveland because they mention Cleveland all the time and they rep it hard.
Right.
You know, but you know, that goes to show the lack of a platform that Cleveland has and the lack of the culture that it's missing to be able to build that platform. And really, that's what ended up bringing me and A Money together back when we first came together, because the way me and him came together was the homie OZ introduced us, and that's when they were doing the 20th anniversary show for Bone Thugs and Harmony. And
right.
We did that, and I created a commercial that we used to promote on Facebook and YouTube, and, you know, back then Instagram didn't exist. But we did that, and then we also did another show with Felicia Lazy and Juvenile. And before that show, me and 8, we had sat down because at that time, yes, I had the CLE to Cali mixtapes with Baby Poop, but I had 216 Unite, which my vision was – actually, it was inspired by Snoop when he did the Western Union conference.
Yeah,
I looked at it and I was like, damn, look at all these West Coast artists coming together, really, you know, for the betterment of the culture of West Coast hip hop.
Right.
And we don't have nothing like that in Cleveland. So that's why I started 216 Unite. So I did that. And that's actually what started the mixtapes that led me into partnering up with Baby Pook. But that's what also led me into getting together with 8 Money. And me and 8 Money, we sat down, we had a couple drinks, and we were planning things out, and the plan was after that Lazy and Felicia and Juvenile show was to hit the ground running. Unfortunately, that's when he also got his wrongful conviction as well. So it put a slow to that. So I kept grinding, and me and 8, we continued talking. We built the campaign of the Free 88 campaign. Anybody that's followed me on Instagram knows that I'm notorious for posting that up, you know. And now that 8's home, you know, through Chris and through Mo Thug and everything that I've built while 8 was gone, as well as everything that had been done and everything that 8's got, we're going to establish that platform and we're going to establish that culture.
For sure.
Right.
And then another thing, though, I just wanted to mention, like, I think another reason is, like, out here in Cleveland, man, a lot of artists, we have that lack of helping push each other. You feel what I'm saying? Like, a lot of artists don't, you know, unite and try to build something together. You know what I mean? To help everybody else. So, like, everybody got their own way of doing what they want to do. Nobody kind of really goes out. You know what I mean?
That's
but
everywhere,
like,
though.
If you think about, yeah, what you school, but like, what you out here, like, if you got, you look at New York, like, every New York artist, you know what I'm saying? They help, when, or even L.A., you know what I'm saying, on the West Coast. Like, a lot of, and down south, too. Like, a lot of artists help each other get to where they want to be. You know what I'm saying? It's like everybody needs,
right.
Which out here, it's not really that kind of party.
Hey, G. Lou, agent hit me. He was asking if he could get back in. He wanted to. 8 Money.
Oh, 8 Money. Yeah, I got him. Yeah, he's
yes,
still
sir.
There. My bad. Hey, but let me ask you this, too. Being that Prez and Chris, and I'm going to bring in the homie 8 Money, you got, even though, like you said, the it seems a small circle or platform for Cleveland artists, even Columbus, the whole state of Ohio, even though Ohio is so rich in music, you got, Ohio has so much influence on music, period, the funk, the,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know what comes out of Ohio. That created the West Coast. That created the funk scene,
but,
Zap. You know, and all this shit, Boosie, and but and that now you have, that's where the Hall of Fame is, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I mean, even you have all of these major players there, you would think it still should be, you know, something there, a platform or arena for hip hop to thrive, being that you have so many things based in Ohio, though the history, the foundation,
mm-hmm.
the funk, all these bands,
mm-hmm.
and then the Rock and Roll Hall, the Sports Hall of Fame. You know, all this shit, you know, is there in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
People may not know.
Yeah.
Let me bring 8 Money in.
Yo, yo.
8 Money.
What's up? Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's happening, fam?
You hearing the conversation that we're having, homie?
Yeah, I heard a lot of the conversation. I've been listening to every little piece of it, man. You know, I brought my little brother Luciano in there just to let you get a street perspective of where I'm coming from, because I'm still in tune all the way with the streets. And my little brother, he all the way in tune with the streets, man. And that's why I brought him. That's why I let him come on in off top with that. But when you talk about the Mo Thug family and Bone, and why our region not captivating, that was some of our fault, man, because, you know, we were screaming St. Clair so much. St. Clair is only one small section of Cleveland, man. And we got the West Side, we got Miles, we got Harvard, we got Kinsman, we got the Valley, we got all the projects. And we weren't speaking on behalf of the whole city at that point. We were just talking about St. Clair, our own little section, which is a strong, powerful section. Don't get me wrong. It ain't to be fucked with. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's a whole bigger scope. And that's a difference now than it was back in the 90s, man. We understand that it's about the whole city. And at that time, we were all young, and we was like, it's St. Clair this, St. Clair that, St. Clair this. Oh, we talked Cleveland out there, but when we talked Cleveland out there, we was really talking about St. Clair, man.
Right.
But it's bigger than that. But now we know it's a bigger picture, man. We trying to hold it down for the whole city. And what little Chris House was talking about, his movement, man, I'm with him 100%. and Rob J, that's my OG, and I'm gonna rock all the way to my death with that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
Right.
You know, I'm still in tune with the street niggas too. That's me, Ain't Money. I'm out here in the street, man. I just did 6 years basically for no reason, bro. You know what I'm saying? I just did time for no reason. I can speak on that self, you know what I'm saying, about being wrongfully incarcerated. But also knowing that my past false karma is real, bro. Karma is real. Karma will come back on you. Just because I'm not guilty of the situation I just spent time for, I'm guilty of other shit, though. I realize that. I know that, man. You know, but I'm going to roll with however Chris' message is. I'm going to roll with that. But also, I'm in tune in the streets, man, and what other motherfuckers talking about. And everybody got their vision. Everybody got their craft. Everybody got what they want to talk about. And if we don't like it or not, it's their prerogative, because we were saying the same shit back in the 90s, man. We was killing, robbing. We was doing ecstasy pills and all that.
That's what I said earlier. Yeah.
Little Chris saw us doing all that shit, man. And that little nigga know, like, damn, them niggas was wild, but how can I be better than them? And that's what he's saying now. That's why he on a whole different level. Because he saw our mistakes. And that's why I'm rolling with my little nigga, man.
Right.
The first day I stepped out, my phone rang from my little nigga. But go ahead.
I was going to ask you all, 8 Money, Chris House, our special guest, Prez. You know, hold the whole Cleveland, not only St. Clair, because we got to represent for Ohio, the whole area. But what do you think now? I asked Chris this, but I want to ask you somewhat a little bit more. Speaking of all this that we're speaking on, what do you think we could do now in this 2020, bringing this new movement in that could set apart Cleveland, Ohio, the whole Midwest, and bring a new wave through there that can be heard? You know, because right now a lot of people aren't being heard. You only got certain areas. And not only certain areas, I was speaking to Chris about this, hip-hop in general is only representing one kind of genre, one kind of style of hip-hop that you're hearing. So if you're not coming with that sound, you're almost not being heard. Let's just keep it real. That's what the youngsters want to hear. So how can we set apart Cleveland, St. Clair, and what you guys got going on, bring it to the table right now, 2020, to really put the city back on the map, be heard, in your opinion?
Like I told you earlier, bro, we authentic, man, and we evolve, man, and we make other things better, man. You know, them bone niggas, my bone fam, man, they ain't come up with that style by just overnight. They listen to so many other artists, and they created that sound. We create things as we go, man. It's just, if we ever evolving. You know what I'm saying? I'm a Money Bag Yo fan. Lil Wayne is one of my top 1-2 artists ever. You know what I'm saying? And that goes for a lot of us, man. You know what I'm saying? And we just evolve in our city, man. And that's just the bottom line with how we do, man. And it's not, you know, the industry right now, man. I don't knock nobody, because everybody their artistry, man. You can't say this person taking this
balloon. That's feedback back there.
Yeah, this, yeah, you know, that's that hood shit. A nigga can't say this balloon is better than that balloon, or this artist that better than that artist, man. It's what it is, man, because we all in this together. Everybody trying to prosper. Everybody got an art. So, at the end of the day, man, you know, speak your piece. Everybody ain't gonna like it. Everybody ain't gonna love it, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's just what it is. So everybody just standing their own truth. And who go listen, man. Chris House got a lot of things that everybody go listen to, though, because he versatile like that. And then when I come with all my other artists that's from the streets, man, they speaking their truth, man. So I can't never knock nobody speaking their truth, bro.
Right. Okay.
So
I love
Money Bag. I love Lil Wayne. They speak their truth, and they live by they live, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's just what it is. And my bone niggas in the 90s, they spoke their truth. They still speak their truth. They raw. They talented, but it's just what it is, man. You speak your truth and keep moving like that.
For sure.
Right. Hey, Chris House, I want to let you answer this question as well.
That's the same question?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I mean, yeah, like he said, you know what I mean? Like, I just feel like, yeah, like he said, everybody got their truth, or, you know what I'm saying, what they believe, or what they got going on. Be you. That's all I can say, you know what I'm saying? Everybody motivate everybody to get where we want to be, you
right,
know what
right.
I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? Whether it's however you living, you know what I'm saying? If you speak your truth, that's a fact. You know what I mean? I can't knock that at all. That's why I say I don't talk down on nobody's craft, man. You know what I mean? Because they story is they story, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Okay.
We can be at shows, man, and we can sit there and listen to like 20 whack rappers that, you know, but we go hold it in, man, and we go support them dudes because they doing what they love, man. We supporting our black brothers, supporting our white brothers. We supporting the craft, man. So even if it's whack,
right,
man,
right.
We go sit there and sit through it, man, sometimes, you know what I'm saying, and support them dudes, man, because
right.
That's what they love to do, man, and we don't want to let them down, man. And we all in this together because we could be them same dudes to somebody else.
For sure.
Right.
Sure.
Somebody else might say them niggas whack. You know what I'm
whack,
saying?
Yeah.
But guess what?
Yeah.
We going to do what we do because we feel it. Our clique feel it. But we going to keep rocking.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Somebody going to send it or they ain't, man. And that's what everybody, man. That's what we got going on in Cleveland right now. And our region, and then it's going to spread worldwide because the Mo Thug family, as far as that go with A-Money, as far as A-Money concern is showing love and positivity and let everybody progress. Whether they whack or not, man, you trying to rock your shit, man, rock your shit, and we're going to support it, and we're going to keep it moving. Simple as that,
hey.
Man.
Hey, yo, you ain't
that
my
part.
Nigga if you don't motivate.
That part. Okay.
That's just eight, man.
That's right. Hey, eight money. Chris House, our special guest. In closing with this, Chris, man, what do we want to tell these people, man? We heard the single. I'm going to play some more music. But what do we want to tell the people what we got coming up? Chris House right here in the future, the Mo Thug 2020. Revitalization, you know, tell the people what we got going on, what we got coming up this year, what they can look forward to, man, from the family over there on Claire, St. Claire.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You got, you know what I'm saying, me, Chris House, you know what I'm saying, we got AGM, you know what I mean, my label, which is called Anonymously Gifted Music. You got my sister, Tiffany House. You know what I mean? My big homie Zay. You know what I mean? You got Cleveland Records.
What up, Tiff?
Hey.
You got my big cousin Twan. You know what I'm saying? We got Cleveland Records, man. That's where we trying to put the platform for other artists, you know what I mean, to kind of do they want to, man, and kind of bring the city together. But the AGM movement, man, is really what you getting. I got this Angel joint out right now. I'm going to let it rock out, man. I got a couple good a project coming up, man. It's AGM1. That's the album. I got a nice couple little features featuring my cousin. I got Bryson Tiller. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really too big on the features yet. You know what I mean? Because I really want to get the people, you know, me. You know what I mean? But I got some nice heat for y'all. All 2020, man. My secondary
that's
joint called Groovy, you know what I'm saying? It's something to move the people, you know what I mean? Kind of show you I can swag, show the versatility, you know what I mean? And kind of bring the fun back into hip hop, you know what I mean? But for majority 2020, man, I'm coming with authentic, all me, you feel me? Good music.
Right,
that
right.
Angel out on all platforms, you know what I mean? Go check that out. My Instagram, Chris House 216, you know what I mean? My Twitter, C-House 23. Go check that out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to keep y'all updated.
Hey, Chris, also let them know, let everybody out there know your handles, where they can get at you at, where they can follow you at, and where they can get at you for business, and where they could like you said, go get that new single and support the movement. Go download your music. Let them know all your handles as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, that Angel. You got the Amazon. You got Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal. You know, it's everywhere. You know what I mean? You put in that link, Chris House. That's going to pop up right up on you. You know what I mean? Go ahead and support me one time. Like I said, if you want to get at me personally, like I said, I gave you my Instagram, ChrisHouse216, Twitter, CHouse23, and yeah, Facebook, Chris House, whatever, you know what I mean? But that's all in the twine. Come holler at me.
There it is. And hey, Money as well. Let the people know they can get at you, eh?
I'm right here, man. I'm at 8Money, man, on Instagram. Javon Norton on Facebook. Check this out, man. You know, I'm representing the Harmony House, the Flesh and Bone Global, OMT, and everything that Chris House just said, man, I'm rolling with, man. I got this going down, man. I'm fresh out. I'm getting my feet back wet, man. I'm representing mines, man, my family and my loved ones. I got my Brick Boys. I got the whole Cleveland, the whole region, the whole country, man, on my back, man, because, you know, all I'm about to do is win, man. I sat down for 6 years, man. I meditated on everything I got to do, and everything I meditated on is coming to fruition right now. So it's just what it is, man. So check us out. The Mo Thug Fam, we coming hard. Chris House Angel. Go check that out on YouTube. That's first and foremost. The original, yep, Mo Thug is on our way. And Chris House is a part of that, too. Understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
My bone niggas, holla at them, man. They doing their thing. And guess what? They got my back, too. Believe that. Whether y'all believe it or not, just know it. I'm telling y'all. I'm telling y'all what I know. Money out,
big
man.
Big
that part. And I want to thank my special guest tonight, the homie Chris House, man. My long-lost relative. You know, it's just,
Big bro, I'm sorry.
What
one
up?
Time, man. I gotta give it up to Jay Prez, man, from Cali to Cleveland, man. That's my dude, man. 216 Unite,
yeah,
the coalition. Everything he represents, man. I love him, man. You know, since I met him, he used to come visit me in the joint and all that, man. That's a real dude, man. Represent him and keep blasting that dude, man. He's official.
He's a real one.
And
that's my guy.
That's now,
my guy.
For sure.
He made it all happen. Shout out to Prez. He got cut off, but shout out to Prez. He hit on the playback. What up, Prez? And shout out to my co-host, Queen Jean. Queen Jean, you got anything else you want to say to the homies before we close out? I'm going to just play some more music for the homie Chris House and a couple more things, and we're going to get out of here because I'm on the road. I ain't at my home studio, so any technical difficulties,
yes,
please excuse me. But Queen Jean, go ahead.
I just wanted to give my blessings to the brothers, and may your prosperity manifest to the highest and the greatest level that there is. So, you know, just
appreciate
my blessings to you. Yeah, blessings to you. And I'm following you both already on Instagram. I am Queen Jean of the G Lou Show. So I'm already following you both on Instagram. So whatever, you know, I see, I'm going to share to put you guys out there as well. So I just want to let you know I'm going to help you with your manifestation, you know, manifesting. I'm going to be there to help you, you know, got your back as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Hey, I appreciate you guys for having me too, man.
Thank you.
Chris House, much love, bro. Hey,
thank
Money,
you.
We're going to make
peace
it happen again. We're going to bring it part two. Peace and blessings. Shout out to Prez.
No doubt.
Please, Cali, follow him on Instagram. Follow my homegirl, Dee Dee Harrison, my sponsor. Follow Tweed Cadillac on Instagram, Facebook. Follow the 93.3 Tweed FM show every Thursday night. We had Curtis Blow on there last night, classic episode.
Epic.
Shout out to the King of Rap. Shout out to all my loved ones. Shout out to my homegirl, Dee Dee, again. Shout out to Mama Boo Boo. Follow her on YouTube. She has her own page as well. And follow our podcast, the G Lou Show podcast. We got the Big U episode dropping tomorrow. And everybody on here, the Queen Jean, the G Lou Show, all my loved ones, man. I appreciate it. Ali, everybody, man. Chris House, Mo Thug, Cleveland, Ohio,
yes,
St. Clair, East 99 is where you find me slinging my yayo, man. The G Lou Show.
Sure. Hey,
Cleveland,
we here.
This is the next single by the homie. For sure. Chris House. Hey, Chris House, take us to this groovy single, man. Take us to this groovy single.
Yeah, y'all check me out one time, man. Chris House Groovy, man. It's the second single, man, for the project. It's real, real classy, man. Real sassy. Hey, Cleveland, we on, man.
Yeah. That part. Flashback Friday, the G-Doo Show.
Okay, I'm better than most boys. For real, I ain't concerned about no boy. Got the power like Tommy, Ghost Boy. Legendary, label me like Goat Boy. See, you don't want smoke, boy. For that cream, you'll get popped like a float, boy. But let me tell you about your girl. She all on the nigga dick like Goat Boy. I bet your realest man illustrated. That hoe that you say your dime will get nickel plated. I'm on the top floor, your elevator waiting. Every room presidential, Ronald Reagan. Or should I say Bill Clinton? I might lie about the head if Lewinsky did it. Young Money make a Minaj, Nicki did it. I'm never broke, see my pockets on 100 digits. Let me switch the game up. I'm pitching at 100, you might need that change up. I'm fly it in a plane, newest in the game. Obamacare plan, niggas ready for that change up. I'm so groovy, baby. On your iPhone, let's make a movie, baby. Wait, wait, seduce me, baby. I fuck off from the back like, ooh, you crazy. On my MA shit, never play without heat like I'm Chris Bosh. Rooftop list, only model chick. I'm so down to earth on my Chris Rock shit. You ain't dope like this. Let go in that toy, you ain't built like this, boy. So you ain't got swag like this. A boogie in my town, nigga, that's my shit. I'm groovy. Fuck with Nick and beat on, tell him, man, I'm groovy. I make a rock to the beat like this. I'm groovy. If he don't do it like I do, tell the boy I'm groovy. Bitch, I'm groovy. Hold up, wait. See, them broke hoes I swerve. I only wanna drive this shorty got curved. Sex without head, that's highly absurd. The way she give brain, girl, you got your nerves. You make the boy wanna splurge. I'm such a smart ass, like intelligent nerds. My nigga, fuck what you heard. He ain't got him yellow busting like stumbling over words. Mike F flows, players fuck up. If I call the girl back, then you know she lugged up. Hold up, I been a G, never talked that much. Ben Franklin, the only dead nigga I trust. Cleveland over everything, we all in. Fuck you to them niggas, that's not about us. You talking about what? Ho, never talk down if you're not what's up. Come on. I said, excuse my behavior. Every car behind me, different color lightsabers. Keys to the city, we're feeling like a mayor. Minor league, nigga, that's about to go major. Suck now, and we can fuck later. Put her on a flight, first class, no flavors. You know I'm hoping you able. Don't dike, I shut her off, lifetime on the table. I'm groovy. Fuck with nigga, beat on, tell the man I'm groovy. I make a rock to the beat like this, I'm groovy. If he don't do it like I do, tell the boy I'm groovy. Bitch, I'm groovy.
Hey, hey, it's the G-Loo Show Flashback Fridays. Before we continue, first, if we still got the homie Chris with us, Queen Jean just brought it to my attention that we did not get a drop from the homie Chris, man. So, Chris, please, if you're out there, please, can we get a drop for you before you leave for the G-Loo Show, bro?
Yo, yo, yo.
Is he out there still? Who this? A-Money or Chris?
It's Chris.
Hey, Chris. Queen Jean brought it to my attention that we did not get a drop from you, homie, for the G-Loo Show. Can you please give us a drop that we can have in the archives, bro, for the G-Loo Show, if you don't mind?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Hold on.
Go ahead. Go ahead, homie, whenever you're ready.
Mm-mm.
Did we lose?
Can we lose him?
Hello? Yeah, go ahead, bro, whenever you're ready. Is this, what happened? Chris. We lost the homie. Okay.
Yeah, we lost.
Well, it was a good idea, Queen. I'll just get Adam offline. He'll send me one through my email, man. But it was a good idea. I understand. it was a good idea. But again, the G Lou Show Flashback Fridays, man, I'm on the road. I ain't at home at the studio, so all these difficulties, bear with me. But we still pulled it off. Another classic episode. Chris represented, the homie Prez represented, 8 Money, you know, Cleveland, Ohio, the Bone Thugs Foundation, Family Tree. Shout out to Lazy Flesh, Busy, Crazy, all the homies, and the new generation of Bone Thug, Mo Thug Family, Chris House, 8 Money, the homie Lucci, and all the people, man, and all of you all that joined in with us tonight. Shout out to Mama Boo, Dee Dee. Oh, let me go to Dee Dee. Dee Dee's in the queue. Let me show some love to my sister. What up, Dee Dee? I'm sorry, baby. What's going on, Dee Dee? Dee Dee, are you there?
That's a double
kill, dog. Am I tripping or what?
No.
Okay, she. I don't want to bring her in. She may not be ready. But, hey, I don't know what's going on. But I want to thank everybody who joined
tonight.
Like you
said, you're not
in
your studio.
Let everybody know. Right. I don't know what the hell is going on. But I want to say thank you for everybody who's been sending out prayers to me. For my mama, she's doing much better. You know what I'm saying? Much better, and she's going to get better. So thank you, everybody, for all your prayers. All the love you've been showing me is well appreciated. We appreciate the love. I want to give a shout-out to my queen, Queen Jean, my co-host, holds me down all the way, even if we on 4 flat. She got my back, front side, like Tweed say. Shout-out to Tweed Cadillac, my mentor, my big bro. If you missed that show last night, we had Curtis Blow on there, man. Classic episode. It don't get no bigger than that, right, Queen? Curtis Blow?
Yeah, it was very
classic. Go back
classy.
And check that
yeah.
episode out.
That was a good episode, too. And you're right, it don't get no bigger than that. Curtis Blow, these are
Curtis
great.
Curtis Blow, Fire Roof World.
Like,
come on now.
Yeah.
Go check that out if you missed it. Sunday, again, Sunday, we're gonna be off Sunday. I think it's best. I could come on, but I think it's best we just take the night off, let everybody enjoy their Super Bowl Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even at home either, so I don't want no more complications. So we'll be back next Sunday for OG Sunday, just to give you the experience that you deserve. Wednesdays, we'll be back. I just spoke with some people. We got some big shows coming up. We got my homeboy Caffeine, a.k.a. my homeboy from Minister Society, that shot up Kane at the end. He's going to be coming on the show. We got some big things coming up, so just stay tuned in to the G-Lou Show. Shout out to all our loved ones again, Mama Boo, Dee Dee, Tweed, Ali, Jane, everybody out there, man. I'm going to get night. Peace and love. We love y'all. Queen G, anything you got to add? Because we don't have no announcements this Sunday, so anything you got to get out, let them know till the next time.
Hey, just enjoy the Super Bowl Sunday. Who's on our podcast tomorrow? Who's on your podcast tomorrow?
Oh, I'm dropping that Big U episode tomorrow. Big episode. Big U. So it's on Spotify, Apple. It'll be there in the morning. But next week, though, we got an all-new episode. I don't want to drop the names yet because I don't have it in order. But we got a new episode coming next Saturday. I don't want to.
Okay. Cool.
Tomorrow.
Well, yeah, just prayers continue going up for G Lou's mom, stepmom. Let's keep our prayers going up for her. While she's there, and the strength for the family, and everybody have a blessed weekend and enjoy Super Bowl Sunday, and let's keep praying for all the ones who were lost in the crash. Keep the families in prayer, and all the basketball players, everybody across the world, because globally we all are still in shock and grieving. So let's keep each other lifted in prayer. Let's do that.
Yep.
Enjoy the weekend, and I'm out. Peace and blessings and love.
Queen Jean. It's all good, man. Most of it.
Thank you.
jump in the bin and tell your friends you will give it them later. Come on, let me dig ya. Got a couple of things I wanna show ya. I'm really trying to know ya. I'm just curious. Is it really all good? You serious? If it is, then I gotta jump on it. Ride it. Get a old cowboy. Surprise, you thought I was quiet. I never was shy. Baby, niggas just act like that. Lay back, but don't let that booyah. Really, niggas are bright, cause we won't have time to talk. I've been beeping for a minute now. Yep, and I know just where I'ma start. Let me listen to your heartbeat. Boom, boom. Racing in this situation, is it getting kinda hot in here? No, that's you. Temperature's rising, so am I.
Little homie, why you slowing? Keep rolling, 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 rolling.